Good morning. Welcome to our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. My name is Tom Lemler. I am a staff member of the Deer Run Church of Christ in South Bend, Indiana, as well as the director of Impact Prayer Ministry. We're talking and praying this week about the joy of humility, recognizing how as we humble ourselves, we find joy. A joy that's not dependent on things going like we want them to, but a joy that's confident in that things go according to the way God wants. And even through the difficulties of life, even through the things of life which displease God, in the long term, the big picture, God wins. And those that are in Christ have victory. And it's not a promise that's meant to puff us up or to make us arrogant or proud or to say, look at me, I'm on the winning team. It's a promise that ought to be claimed in humility. As we see ourselves rightly, in need of God, in need of the salvation that comes through Jesus. And as we see ourselves rightly, then we are able to see others rightly. And so today we're going to focus in on unselfish humility. Kind of been at the heart of what we've talked about already this week and what we'll continue to talk about because, well, it's impossible to be humble if selfishness reigns within my life. Philippians 2, verse 3 says, do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. One of the reasons that selfishness creeps into our life is, well, because it's part of the fallen world. It's part of the curse of sin. It's part of the nature that we battle against. But it's also because, well, we've been taught we deserve better. And if we deserve better, that means that person over there deserves less than I do. I've worked harder. I'm smarter. I've got more skill. I just deserve it. And if they were fortunate enough to be more like me, they would have more. And granted, there are people that tend to be lazy. God warns about those. He warns those who are to kind of straighten up. But Jesus also made it clear without condemning them, but in instructing us to care for them, that there will always be poor among us. The circumstances of life hit each of us differently and uniquely. And some things are really beyond our control, beyond our anticipation. And instead of pointing fingers and casting blame, God says, in humility, we ought to consider others, the needs of others, to be more important than our own. It's my grandmother. I grew up thinking that my grandma's favorite part of the fried chicken meal was the chicken feet. I know you may be thinking, chicken feet? Well, yeah, we raised chickens, we butchered them, we kept everything, just about. And in frying the thighs and the legs and the wings and the breasts, we fried the feet. years later, it became known as my adolescent mind became more of an adult mind that it wasn't that she liked them. She didn't want to take the actual meat away from the rest of the family. She was content to eat the fried flour, which is about all that was there, because she thought the needs of her family were more important than her own. And that type of sacrifice, while maybe natural to a mom and a grandma, to a parent, somehow tends to lose its naturalness outside of family. And in many cases, it loses its naturalness even within family. But within the family of God, we ought to consider the needs of others to be more important than our own. Now, I think one of the fair considerations in studying Scripture and understanding the letters, especially the letters Paul was writing to the various churches, sometimes we read those and we want them to apply them in a very general sense, and sometimes we need to. But I think sometimes we lose sight of the fact that he's writing to believers, and much of the time, about how they ought to be interacting with one another. Within the body of Christ, within the family of God, the Bible will talk about if we don't know how to treat one another within the family of God, how do we expect to live within a world that doesn't know God? And it's in this unselfish humility that we look within the body of Christ and we consider, how can I help others? And perhaps because the needs of this world are so obvious through various media sources, we become overwhelmed with more than what we could ever accomplish. And we've become comfortable by passing off the care of others to the government. You know, when the government's spending money that we don't like, it's easy to say, well, that's my money. But when we want them to do something that's helpful, we don't want to be involved. It's their job. But this unselfish humility says, I care about the people that I worship God with. I want them to prosper. I want them to succeed. I want them to be well. And the generosity that ought to well up within a body of believers, the generosity that we see in the New Testament church, made the world sit up and say, what's going on with them? And it gave opportunity to say, Jesus is going on with us. And so we humble ourselves, knowing that in humility, God himself will lift us up. And we get rid of the selfishness that so easily entangles us. And we look at others. And we do what God has equipped us to do, what he has gifted us to do, what he has called us to do, and lifting them up. Would you spend some time today praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that loves us. Your love has given us what we need in order to be made right with you. You've given us your Son, Jesus, the one who paid the penalty for our sins by dying on the cross, that we can become united with him, have our sins washed away. God, not because we're so good at it, not because we deserve it, but because Jesus was willing to humble himself and consider our needs to be more important than his own. And so, God, today, as we live life, as we consider the people around us, but especially the people within our church family, within our physical family, within our work family, those that we have consistent contact with. Not that it's limited to them, but it probably needs to begin with them. That we humble ourselves and we consider their needs. And how we can make them feel valued and important. Just as Jesus made us valued and important. And so, God, may you help us to deal with the selfishness. Help us to live sacrificially, to live generously, to consider the needs of others. And sometimes that need is for training and correction, and we're too afraid to do it. Sometimes that need is for help and encouragement, and we're too afraid to do it. Sometimes that need is for someone to just listen to them, and we're too busy to do it. Sometimes, Father, we get caught up in arguing about the difference between needs and wants, and while there is a difference and we need to be aware of it, may we not use that as an excuse for ignoring the needs that others have. May you give us wisdom and discernment. And as we live with that unselfish humility, may we continually lift up Jesus so that many would be drawn to him. It's in his name that I pray. Amen. This has been our Wednesday devotion and prayer time. Thank you so much for joining me today. I do pray that your day is greatly blessed by God, so that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.